Phase 1. Preparing yourself mentally to be an investor. What should I invest in? When I returned from my tour of duty in Vietnam, I was 25 years old and felt fortunate to have been assigned to a base in Hawaii, near home, rather than to a base on the East Coast. After settling in at the Marine Corps Air Station, I called my friend Mike and we set up a time to have lunch together with his dad, the man I call my rich dad. Mike was anxious to show me his new baby and his new home, so we agreed to have lunch at his house the following Saturday. When Mike's limousine came to pick me up at the drab gray base BOQ, the bachelor officer's quarters, I began to realize how much had changed since we'd graduated together from high school in 1965. "Welcome home," Mike said, as I walked into the foyer of his beautiful home with marble floors. Mike was beaming from ear to ear as he held his 7-month-old son. "Glad you made it back in one piece." "So am I," I replied as I looked past Mike at the shimmering blue Pacific Ocean, which touched the white sand in front of his home. The home was spectacular. It was a tropical one-level mansion with all the grace and charm of old and new Hawaiian living. There were beautiful Persian carpets, tall, dark green potted plants, and a large pool that was surrounded on three sides by his home, with the ocean on the fourth side. The home fit my fantasies of living the luxurious life in Hawaii. "Meet my son, James," said Mike. As I stood there waving and making faces at a baby blankly staring back at me, my mind was still in shock at how much had changed in 8 years. I was living on a military base in old barracks, sharing a room with three other messy, beer-drinking young pilots, while Mike was living in a multi-million-dollar estate with his gorgeous wife and newborn baby. The lunch was spectacular and served by their full-time maid. I sat there enjoying the meal, the scenery, and the company when I thought about my three roommates who were probably dining at the officers' mess hall at that very moment. After the pleasantries and catching up on old times was over, Rich Dad said, "As you can see, Mike has done an excellent job investing the profits from the business. We have made more money in the last 2 years than I made in the first 20. "So business has been good?" I asked. "Business is excellent," said Rich Dad. "These new 747s bring so many tourists from all over the world to Hawaii that business cannot help but keep growing. But our real success is from our investments more than our business. And Mike is in charge of the investments." "Congratulations," I said to Mike. "Thank you," said Mike. "But I can't take all the credit. It's Dad's investment formula that is really working. I'm just doing exactly what he has been teaching us about business and investing for all these years." "It must be paying off," I said. "I'd love to invest with you. I saved nearly $3,000 while I was in Vietnam, and I'd like to invest it before I spend it. Can I invest with you?" "Well, I'll give you the name of a good stockbroker," Rich Dad said. "I'm sure he'll give you some good advice." "No," I said. "I want to invest in what you're investing in. I want to be in a deal with you guys." "We'd love to have you invest in what we invest in," Rich Dad said, "but it would be against the law." "Against the law?" I echoed in loud disbelief. "Why?" "Because you're not rich," said Mike softly and gently. "What we invest in is for rich people only." Mike's words went straight through me. Since he was my best friend, I knew they were difficult words for him to say to me. I was beginning to sense how wide the financial gap between us was. While his dad and my dad both started out with nothing, he and his dad had achieved great wealth. My dad and I were still from the other side of the tracks, as they say. I could sense that this big house with the lovely white sand beach was still far away from me, and the distance was measured in more than miles. "So I can't invest with you because I'm not rich," I finally said. "And if I did invest in what you invest in, it would be against the law?" Rich Dad and Mike nodded. "In some instances," Mike added. "And who made this law?" I asked. "The federal government," Mike replied. "The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC," Rich Dad added. "It was created to protect the public from wild, unscrupulous dealmakers, businessmen, brokers, and investors." "Why do you laugh?" I asked. "Because while it protects the public from bad investments, it also keeps the public out of the best investments," replied Rich Dad in a more serious tone. "Which is one of the reasons the rich get richer?" I asked, tenuously. "You got it," said Rich Dad. I chuckle because I see the irony in the big picture. People invest because they want to get rich, but because they're not rich, they're not allowed to invest in the investments that could make them rich. "So what should I do?" I finally asked. "Why can't I just give you my $3,000 and you combine it with your money and we split the profits when the deal pays off?" "We could do that," said Rich Dad, "but I wouldn't recommend it. Not for you, anyway." "Why?" I asked. "Why not for me?" "You already have a pretty good financial education foundation, so you can go way beyond just being an accredited investor. If you want, you could become a sophisticated investor. then you will find wealth far beyond your wildest dreams. Accredited investor? Sophisticated investor? What's the difference? I asked. An accredited investor is by definition someone who qualifies because he or she has money. That is why an accredited investor is often called a qualified investor, Rich Dad explained. But money alone does not qualify you to be a sophisticated investor. Too often we hear of high-income people such as doctors, lawyers, rock stars, and professional athletes losing money in less-than-sound investments. They have the money, but they lack the financial sophistication to make good decisions. A sophisticated investor knows the three E's, said Rich Dad. Education, experience, excessive cash. Achieve those three items and you will be a sophisticated investor. The room went silent as the conversation ended. All three of us were deep in our own private thoughts. What are you thinking about? Asked Rich Dad. I was thinking that maybe I should become a sophisticated investor, I replied quietly. That would be a wise choice, said Rich Dad, and with that, the three of us raised our glasses in a toast. To excessive cash and to being a sophisticated investor. On that day, my lessons in investing began.